When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Warner Brothers Academy presents One Way Passage. The American public has learned to trust a Gruen watch as the timepiece par excellence. The Gruen Watch Company has been designing beautiful watches. Today, the smart styling of the newest Gruen watches makes Gruen more than ever the proudest name in time. Your Gruen jeweler joins with the Gruen Watch Company in the sincere hope that you will find pleasure in these broadcasts. Tonight's premiere is a presentation of the Warner Brothers Academy, which has for the past 5 years given secret performances for the executives, producers, directors, and stars of Hollywood. Tonight, for the first time, Gruen makes it possible with the playing of One Way Passage for the American public to join this exclusive audience. The Academy was founded by Warner Brothers 5 years ago for the purpose of developing motion picture actresses who have won their stripes in some medium of the drama other than the screen. In our audience tonight are many stars who have interested themselves in the Academy. We are further honored tonight to present a man whose interest in the Academy has been so evidenced that he has never missed a performance, and who is personally responsible for the success of many of today's stars, Mr. J.L. Warner, Executive Vice President in charge of production of Warner Brothers Pictures.
For years, I have hesitated to have any publicity regarding this academy of ours, although I am proud to say we consider it one of our most successful efforts, ranking it even with such pictures as The Life of Emil Zola, Gold is Where You Find It, and Jezebel. Associated with it have been such personalities as Errol Flynn, Wayne Morris, Edward G. Robinson, Dick Powell, James Cagney, and Betty Davis. And now, since we are convinced that it is possible to present these players to the public through the medium of radio, you are tonight, for the first time, invited to join us. I sincerely hope that you enjoy the young players of this academy in One Way Passage.
Thank you, Mr. Warner. The honor of ringing up the curtain on One Way Passage goes to the man who won the Academy Award by writing tonight's story, and who is now one of the most important producers on the Warner Brothers lot, Mr. Robert Lord.
One of the penalties of being an author is the excitement and nervousness you experience on your own opening night. 5 years ago, I went through that experience and thought I was finished with it. But now here is One Way Passage again, having another first night. And here am I, just as nervous and excited as before. Whatever calmness I possess this evening is due to the knowledge that two such excellent performers as Ronald Regan and Gloria Dixon are to play Dan and John. These young players are an example of what the Warner Academy has accomplished by way of developing potential screen stars. You'll remember Gloria for her fine work in They Won't Forget, and Ronald Regan will soon be on the screen in Cowboy from Brooklyn. As evidence of the genuine interest shown by successful Hollywood stars in the players of the Warner Academy, we have with us Henry O'Neill. One of the finest character actors in Hollywood, he is Paul Muni's first choice for every picture that he makes. Tonight, he has graciously offered his services in support of these young players and will be heard in the role of Dr. Travers. But now it's curtain time, and I get a real thrill in saying, on with the show.
One Way Passage. The story of One Way Passage has its beginning in a cosmopolitan bar on the waterfront in Shanghai, where a distinctly American voice discusses...
discusses with a distinctly American bartender the right ingredients for the perfect cocktail.
Careful now, Joe. Not too much.
Just a drop, partner. Just a drop.
Oh.
There.
Say, that's great.
And just a bit of stirring, ever so gently.
Wouldn't do to shake it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. You can't break up good liquor in a shaker. Believe me, friend, I wouldn't make one of these for a foreigner. Well, there she is, a paradise cocktail.
I am, thanks to you.
Go ahead, taste it.
Well, Joe, here's that.
Oh.
Oh, now, lady, look what you've done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all. That's quite all right. You have some more there in the shaker, haven't you, Joe? You'll have to join me, you know. Joe, two glasses.
Oh, no, I...
Matter of fact, no man should ever drink a paradise cocktail alone. It's sacrilege.
Here you are, partner.
It's like watching a beautiful sunset all by yourself. Shall we?
Oh, yes, of course.
And here's to you, Miss,
My name's Joan.
Mine's Dan.
Oh, that's lovely.
I see you have a few drops left.
A few drops? Yes. Always the most precious. Well?
Just a moment. Those last few drops, let's drink them to our meeting.
Our brief meeting. I'm sailing at noon.
I'm sorry.
And suddenly, I'm sorry, too. Well, here's hail and farewell.
Oh, that sounds too ruthless. I tell you, let's say, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. The last few drops.
And, Joan?
Yes, Dan?
So that these two glasses will only remember this moment, let's break them.
Right. And now...
Gee, she was a pretty lady.
Yeah, wasn't she? You know, Joe, for the first time, I almost wish I were sailing on that boat.
Hello, Dan.
If it isn't Steve Burke.
Me, I'd almost given up hope running into you. And Danny, boy, you're a seam being back in Frisco again.
Should ask that.
Maybe we'd better get going. Wouldn't want to miss the boat. Eating better, Joan?
Yes, Doctor. I think I'll go out a while. Walk around the deck. Do something.
I don't believe I'd leave my stateroom if I were you. You see, you've been going at too fast a pace.
And what do you really mean? What you're too kind to say is that if I remain in my stateroom and lie in bed, deny myself everything, even the mildest diversions, I may live to arrive at a charming sanitarium.
But when it's a question of your own life...
I'm afraid it's nothing but a drab picture, Doctor.
You're the steward on the deck, aren't you?
What is this?
Where's that voice coming from?
Someone on deck. Coming through the porthole.
I'm looking for a young lady.
You'd better get back in bed, Joan. Anything special you want?
Do you know what I want? Suddenly, I want to crowd all of the intense, beautiful happiness in the world into what little life I have left. I want to live a lifetime before this boat reaches San Francisco. And I'm going to do it.
Joan.
If it's only for a few hours, I mean to have it. All of the happiness I can get my hands on. Now you... You'd better leave, Doctor.
All right.
I'm going on deck.
Now, look, bartender. Think real hard. You must have seen her.
Nah, it's surprising how little you notice the customers. You know, when you're in my business, they all look alike.
Oh, you'd be sure to notice her. Now, look, she's about so tall and...
And her name is Joan.
What? Joan.
Hello, Dan.
Joan, I've been looking all over this boat for you for the past 2 days. I've made a nuisance of myself asking everyone. Where have you been?
Well, we just must have missed each other.
Bartender, please put that drink in 2 glasses. Joan, I haven't been able to forget you.
And I haven't been able to forget you.
Sayonara.
To us?
Lovely. Now the glasses?
By all means. There they go, shattered, but with a beautiful memory.
Out in a blaze of glory. And that's the way, isn't it, Dan?
You found that out, too?
Yes.
Hello, Dan. Been wondering what you were up to.
Oh, Joan, this uncouth gentleman is Mr. Burke. He's a friend of mine. We're traveling together.
Lady, I don't like to break up your little soiree, but if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to your boyfriend.
Oh, now, look, Steve, Okay. Joan, please excuse me, will you? I'll call for you later.
All right, Dan, I'll be waiting for you. My stateroom is D12 on the top deck.
Then I'll call for you.
I'm glad to have met you, lady.
I'm glad to have met you, too.
Hey, what's the percentage in mooning around with a dame like that?
That's something you wouldn't understand. Well, Steve, what's on your mind?
I just want to have a little talk with you. You know, we get to Honolulu tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
And in case you've got any ideas...
You're not worrying about me, are you? Why, Mr. Burke...
Oh, no, I ain't worrying, but just the same, don't forget we're sticking together. Come on, let's do about 40 turns around the deck. Keep you in shape.
What's the percentage of me keeping in shape?
Yeah, what? Huh? Yeah, that's a good one.
Are you tired, Joan?
Tired? Oh, darling, no. I'm too excited. Oh, Dan, this has been the most wonderful evening. Just look at that moon on the water. And just think that straight ahead in the path of that moon, my precious, we have Honolulu. Tomorrow we'll be there.
That's right.
What are we going to do ashore, darling? Let's plan every minute.
Let's not plan anything now, Joan. Let's just wait and see what happens.
You don't seem very enthusiastic about it.
Well, there's something that might keep me on board.
Oh, Dan. Dan and I counted on it. I won't be able to sleep tonight till you promise me you'll go.
Well, all right. I'll meet you at the beach, boy. At a little...
I'll be there.
Shall we say an hour after the boat docks?
Shall we?
And, Joan, if something happens, if I don't get there, well, you wait an hour. That's all.
The curtain falls on the first act of One Way Passage.
In thinking of a watch, all of you take for granted the fact that a Gruen watch is made with the highest possible standards of precision accuracy. But the brilliant styling of the newest Gruen watches exceeds even Gruen's own previous successes in the creation of sheer captivating beauty. Discriminating Americans everywhere acclaim the 1938 Gruens as the smartest, most thoroughly modern of all timepieces. Visit your Gruen jeweler tomorrow. Ask him to show you his new Gruen watches, and you will see for yourself the smartest styling, the most brilliant beauty of the watchmaker's art. And you are sure to be pleasantly surprised at Gruen's prices, for you can now own a genuine Gruen for as little as $24.75.
The curtain rises on the second act of One Way Passage.
Dan, it's all been so wonderful. Such fun having lunch in the little cafe. So heavenly here in this quiet little cove.
Joan, do you love me?
more than anything in the whole world. I love you more than life, Dan. Believe.
Would you be content to spend the rest of your life with me in some far-off, isolated place?
Well, of course, Dan, anywhere. But why are you so serious?
I could send for you.
Send for me?
You see, dear, there are certain matters that may take me halfway around the world.
Well, then don't send for me, Dan. I'll go with you. There, that's it.
Darling, I've got to tell you.
Well, if it's serious, I don't want to hear it. Not today.
But, Joan...
No, Dan. Don't talk. Just hold me. In your arms. Dan. To go back on that ship. I've had the most glorious day.
You two going on board?
Well, yes, at least that's the idea.
2 minutes to sailing time. You'd better hurry.
Joan.
Yes, dear?
There's something I've been trying to tell you all day.
Well, not now, darling. We haven't time.
Yes, I must tell you. Now. Here. Let me hold you close. And please understand.
Dan.
I'm not going back on the ship.
You're not... Dan.
Joan. Look, Joan. Joan, darling.
What's going on?
She's fainted.
You want me to help you carry her?
No, I can do that all right. I can carry her. I'll take her aboard.
All right, stand tight, everybody. Let him through. Come on, open up a hatch. Come on. And you can say Paradise Cocktail.
Yes, won't be long.
You're not very cheerful about it. What do we do tonight, darling? Let's go someplace and drink a dozen Paradise cocktails.
The Golden Gate.
You know, I remember an old song. It goes, keep those golden gates wide open. Keep those gates ajar.
Yes, I remember it. I was born in San Francisco. When I was a youngster, I always thought they were singing about this gate. I thought it was the only one.
Hope you're wrong.
So do I. Joan, about those cocktails. I won't be able to see you tonight because I've got to go to Mexico.
Mexico?
Yes, I'm sorry, dear. As soon as the boat docks, I must leave.
You're going to Mexico?
I must go. I may have to stay there a long time.
All right, then, Dad. I'll meet you in Agua Caliente for New Year.
It's a date.
Come on, Dan. Let's go down to the stateroom. We've got a little business to take care of before the boat gets in.
Joan, I'll meet you in your stateroom to say goodbye. You wait for me, Joan. That's it. You wait for me.
Hello, miss. What can I do for you?
Well, I was looking for Dan. Mr. Hardesty. Isn't this his stateroom?
Sure it is, miss.
Well, I was waiting for him in my stateroom, but he didn't come. Do you know where he is?
Well, I don't know where he is exactly, but I know where he's going. I was never so shocked in my life. All the time I was thinking he was a gentleman, and a fine gentleman, too, you might say.
What happened?
What happened? His pal, you might rightly say, puts a pair of blooming handcuffs on him and out they go.
What do you say?
It's the truth, so help me, miss. His friend told me so. He says they're going to hang him.
No. No, it can't be. Dan. Dan, I've got to find you. Dan. Dan.
Joan, we were just leaving.
I know.
Sorry to upset you like this, Miss Ames, but we wasn't expecting you.
Joan, I'm sorry it had to come like this. I wanted to tell you.
Well, I only wanted to say goodbye, Dan.
Not goodbye, Joan. Ever. Remember? I'll be there tomorrow.
And remember. Remember Agua Caliente. New Year's Eve. I'll be there.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Mr. Burke?
Huh? Sure, I remember you. You're that doctor fella, yeah. I met you on the boat.
Yes, you're the detective who was with Mr. Dan Hardesty.
Yeah, that's right. What are you doing in Caliente?
Oh, I came down here on a sort of a vacation. Sort of change of scene might do me good.
Yeah, same with me. Bring a drink over here, we'll have one together.
All right.
Hey, waiter, bring the doctor's drink.
Si, senor.
We'll be having this drink just at midnight. See? It's almost 12.
Yeah. Glad to run into you, Doc. I was getting kind of lonesome. Kind of down in the dumps.
Your drink, senor.
Oh, thank you.
I guess maybe we ought to drink this one to Dan and Miss Ames, don't you think?
I was just going to suggest that myself.
It was tough they had to hang.
Yes, I read about it in the paper. Too bad.
I like him. This wasn't bad enough. The guy had to fall in love. What about the lady? Did she take it hard?
She died. Two.
You know, I heard him say, Agua Caliente, New Year's Eve. What was that?
Oh, just somebody broke a couple of glasses.
Well, here's two of them.
And the curtain falls on One Way Passage and on the premiere presentation by Gruen of the Warner Academy Theater. And congratulations are certainly due all around to Mr. Robert Lord, Gloria Dixon, Ronald Reagan, Henry O'Neill, and Gail Gordon, who was heard in the role of Steve. Before we say goodnight, we're going to call on one of the staunch supporters, an alumnus of the Academy who has been sitting in the audience throughout tonight's show. He's the star of Warner Brothers' new picture, Over the Wall. And you have seen him in many fine screen roles. We turn the spotlight on Dick Foran. Dick, will you come up here, please? Just a moment.
While Dick Foran is coming up on the stage, I want to urge you to visit your Gruen jeweler tomorrow. There you will find the Gruen Curvex. In the Gruen Curvex, the beautiful and graceful lines of the curved case are filled with a rugged, full-size curved movement. A curved watch must have a curved movement unless accuracy is to be sacrificed. Only the Gruen Curvex combines beauty and dependability. For this Curvex principle is patented exclusively by Gruen. Also at your Gruen jeweler's, you will find a wide variety of Gruen watches, all beautifully styled by the world's leading watch designers, all made in the Gruen tradition of precision workmanship and priced to suit every need and fit your pocketbook. Insist on the name Gruen on the dial of your new watch. Gruen, G-R-U-E-N, the proudest name in time.
Dick Foran, meet the audience.
Well, before I talk about anything else, I'd like to tell Ronnie and Gloria what a swell job they did tonight.
I suppose it's natural for you to feel that way, Dick, since Gloria Dixon and Ronald Reagan are your colleagues, so to speak.
Well, sure. It's like watching your own team come through with a win.
I see. Dick, one of these nights we're going to put you to work on this stage, which reminds me to ask what you're doing about your own career right now.
Well, I whipped over this evening from stage 19, the set of Boy Meets Girl. But look here, let's leave me out of this. I think Gloria and Ronnie should come out for a curtain speech. How about it?
A grand idea.
Come on, you two. This is opening night. You've got to stand still for congratulations.
Well, you'll have to give me a little time, Dick. I'm going to take a while for me to forget that I'm not Joan.
Well, how do you feel, Ronnie?
Well, Dan Hardesty's been one of my favorite screen characters for a long time. I feel a little humble that I was allowed to play him tonight.
And say, while we're throwing bouquets, I saw Over the Wall last night, Dick. You were swell.
I thought you'd like One Way Passage, Dick, because you played a convict in Over the Wall. Of course, they know both scenes because you're in prison.
Well, it's no movie set either, because the story was written by a man who knows about such things. Warden Louis E. Laws of Sing Sing. And after sitting on that set behind iron bars for several weeks, you know, I can sympathize with Dan Hardesty.
But you sing your way out of jail, which makes your ending happier than
Dan. Well, I'll be a lot happier when my turn comes to do a play at this theater if I turn in a job of acting that's half as good as yours was.
Thank you, Dick. Good night.
Good night, Dick. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Dick Foran. And next week, Gruen, the Precision Watch, will again be your host to encore one of the most delightful romantic comedies of last year's screen successes, The Rollicking, The King, and The Chorus Girl, which starred Joan Blondell and Ferdinand Gravé, with a splendid Warner Academy cast presented before another brilliant Hollywood audience and with a distinguished guest producer. So it's goodbye until curtain time next week.
are pleased to announce that Dick Foran, starring in Over the Wall, a gripping drama of prison life written by Warden Louis D. Laws of Sing Sing Prison, may be seen this week at your local theater. And join us again next week in the Warner Academy Theater, transcribed from Hollywood. A feature of the Trans-American Broadcasting System.